there. We're still here at the fabulous Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. The focus here, of course, is living better with technology. And one of the areas where a lot is happening in new technology is in the area of transportation, which brings me to our next guest, who's here with a table. He's Rick Castro from Taxi Hispano, which is headquartered in Westbury. And Rick was an original vendor in our taxi transportation program in Project Independence. And it was through the help of people like Rick and his suggestions and his know-how about the transportation system and the taxi system that we were able to really put in place a program that has now served thousands and thousands of seniors. So Rick Castro, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Evelyn. I appreciate that.
So how's it going here today? I haven't been down on the expo floor. I know you have a table at the expo.
Yes, it's been very, very, very busy down here today. I think this is probably the third one, I think. And the largest I've seen in participation rate from vendors and the people that are here, and the questions being asked is very large today.
So a lot of people are coming by the Taxi Hispano table?
Yes.
And are they just learning more about your service, taking your cards, or what have they?
They're asking more about the program itself, the shopping, you know.
The Project Independence program.
The Project Independence part of the program, uh-huh. And what I try to more explain about what the shopping entails, or even how it's expanded a little bit, as well as the medical transportation that we can provide to help them and assist, whether it be for them or the caregiver that stops by and asks questions about for the people they care for.
That's great. So maybe we'll get some increased participation in the program, although the program is going really well. And you serve the Westbury area and some other areas of the town as well.
We serve the Westbury and also New Hyde Park area.
Westbury and New Hyde Park.
Yes.
And tell us about the shopping program. How does it work?
Shopping program is great. It starts at people call for a ride. They only need, I think, 24 hours notice. They can call up and decide they want to go shopping for food the next day. They get on the list. It's typically from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Wednesdays and Thursdays for New Hyde Park, and also Wednesdays and Fridays for Newcastle and Westbury. We come pick you up at your location, wherever they are. My drivers pick you up, basically help you from the door to the shopping. You kind of tell the driver when you want to go back home, or when you finish your shopping. My driver will then be there, pick you up with your packages at the front door, and then assist you with the packages when you get back to your home, take them out, and walk them to the front door with them.
So the service, the taxi service, is free, but we do encourage people, of course, to tip the drivers.
That is always helpful and very appreciative to the drivers, yes.
Yeah. And if someone has an aide, requires the assistance of an aide to do their shopping, that aide can travel as well at no cost.
That is correct, and it's also just advised to let the 311 number know that you are having an aide so we can make a seat allocation when we plan out the driving, because we try and map out where people are so the least amount of time waiting, and so people can go to the shopping, get dropped off, and get home, work out in a very timely fashion for the whole thing.
And the reason we recently expanded to a four-hour window rather than the 3 hours that we were originally doing 11 to 2 and now we're doing 10 to 2 is to give people time to kind of hang out if they want to have lunch at the shopping center. We try and select centers around the town that have not only the grocery store but the pharmacy, the cleaners, the salon maybe, and a restaurant where they can meet their friends, have lunch, and then go home. So it becomes sort of a social event as well for these folks.
Yeah, we've seen that from the expansion of the hours, the extra hours, you know, from 10 to the 2 factor has already increased that way. So people are taking advantage of using that extra time slot, the extra timing there to take advantage of that, to do what you're saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Rick, you were the one who helped us design the medical transportation program, where, of course, there is a charge, but it is a greatly discounted rate. And I think it was your suggestion to base it on the Medicaid rate.
Yes.
Which is already discounted.
Yes.
And then there is a Medicaid rate set for every community in the county, actually.
Yeah, well, a lot of our taxis out in North Hempstead and around the county do Medicaid calls. So it's kind of easy to talk to all the taxi companies and try and work out a way, because we all like to give back to the community. So it's very easy and a complimentary way to help the town and also help constituents that need some assistance. So by doing that whole program that way, we all everybody takes a little bit of it, and everybody wins on the whole situation.
So, of course, this is not a Medicaid program, but we do use the Medicaid rate as the base rate. And then the rider pays one half at the time of the ride, and the town pays the other half. And the town is able to do that because of a grant from the New York Metropolitan Transportation Council, New Freedom Funds. You know, that's a mouthful. And I'll add to it, because I need to say that the grant is managed by the New York State Department of Transportation. But we did get $850,000 over a two-year, and now it's really over a three-year period, to support our transportation initiative, because the funding sources felt that it was unique and it was something they really wanted to see work. And, of course, Hofstra University has evaluated the transportation program and found that it's tremendously successful. And the thing that I love about it, Rick, is that your drivers are beloved by the seniors.
Thank you.
They are so helpful. They are so polite. And I know that they enjoy working with the seniors as well.
Yeah, they do. You know, all the guys want to be involved in it, but I can't have that many spots open for them. But they do enjoy doing the program. It's a give back for them, too, with their regular work ethic that they have and coming there. They enjoy taking the time to do this type of project, too. It makes them feel good and helping out the community as well.
Yeah. And, of course, medical transportation is available 24/7.
24/7, 7 days a week, holidays, anything. Just not for emergency situations that we shouldn't be called on. But
right.
For regular scheduled doctor's appointments, we're happy to, you know,
non-emergency medical appointments, dental appointments, treatment appointments. If you need to go by instruction from your doctor to a support group, you can use the service. So the service is very flexible. We do only serve the town of North Hempstead, locations within the town of North Hempstead, with two exceptions. One is Nassau County Medical Center in East Meadow, and the other is the other side of Old Country Road, Garden City, because we found that many of the Winthrop docs have established offices on the other side of Old Country Road in Garden City, so we will take folks there. But other than that, it's within the town. And we're lucky to have so many doctors, so many good doctors, so many good hospitals in the town of North Hempstead.
One thing's really good about this, too, is that if you schedule multiple doctor's appointments in a day, you can be taken from one appointment to the next appointment, too, so you don't have to wait for another day to do that. You can schedule all your appointments and still be using the town fare, you know, the medical rates, to go from one doctor to the next doctor and then eventually home after that, too.
Well, that's a great point. And again, if you have an aide, the aide travels free.
Yes.
And if you have a collapsible assistive device, the driver will put that in the trunk for you.
And take it out for you when you get there, and just make sure you can get to the door. And even if you need assistance getting from the door back to the car, we try and make it that very helpful to do such as well.
Yeah, and the driver will let you know the number to call when you need to come back, when you need the return ride.
That's correct, yes. Or schedule the time if you know the time as well, too, either way.
Do you have any idea how many people you're one of four taxi companies that we work with, how many people you're serving?
I know. It's a lot. I see a lot goes on with it, and I got a great staff that helps take care of booking the calls and making sure that it's all run properly and as efficient as possible, so we don't leave anybody behind, or the timing is working out so there's very little wait time on either end, either pick up or drop off, or the returning trip back home again.
So this is, of course, a conference on technology, and the thing that makes our taxi transportation program work so well is the 311 system.
Phenomenal system that's worked out well with the emailing and the whole internet type of thing, and the communications going back and forth, and the quickness of change of directions of, you know, any change that needs to be made. The emailing system for that works out phenomenal, so it can happen on a moment's notice.
Yeah, so folks, if you need a ride and you want to meet one of Rick's fabulous drivers, you can call 311 within the town of North Hempstead, or 869-6311. If you have trouble getting through on 311, unfortunately, we can't serve people outside of the town with this service, but we can give you information. We've been talking with Rick Castro of Taxi Hispano Express, which is headquartered in Westbury. Thank you so much, Rick, for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're going to be talking with Ruth Seif, who is also from Great Neck. She is an attendee here at the conference. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
What brings you to the conference today?
Well, I'm pleased to say that I had read the literature about the aging in place. I have attended conferences in the past. For example, at Hofstra 2 years ago, I was very impressed.
Uh-huh.
I am informed as to some of the advantages of being part of Project Independence. I've utilized their transportation services. Very, very pleased. I wanted to learn more. And here I am.
Okay. And what do you think of the conference?
So far, it's over-attended, for one thing. Happily so. Many people, many vendors. One of the vendors is somebody that I know personally. I'm happy to be here to collect as much as I can and in the hope of learning more.
Anything you found particularly interesting?
I attended one of the sessions that had to do with technology, and I've learned a bit about how I have to really expand what I already know. I am a user of some of the technology of my home. I have a laptop and smartphone, Android, and all of that, and need to know more.
Good for
and
you.
Mm-hmm. Need to ask a lot more questions. Was happy to be part of a session.
Is this the first time you've been here to this center?
To this facility, yes.
What do you think of the facility?
It's an amazing place. It is absolutely amazing.
And we're trying to encourage people from around town to visit more, because people have the impression it's a Westbury facility, so it's only for people who live in Westbury, but that, of course, is not the case.
I learned that every piece of material here is something that is a part of the green space, the green concept of recycling, and a most amazing usage of materials that are here that I'd like to learn more about.
Okay, well, thank you, Ruth Seif. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.